Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We are live 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website. Donate liberally. That's the only time we believe in liberalism. Our nationally syndicated radio network, though, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. LovingLiberty.net, our show 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. And then incredible shows around the clock as well. Beth Ann Schoenberg, after me, usually Monday through Friday. You've got also C.L. Bryant doing a great job. You've got Kate Daly doing a great job. Just tremendous talk radio. You got Tony Perkins with Washington Watch, Family Research Council doing a phenomenal job. Just talk show hosts around the clock. If you would like to listen online, lovingliberty.net, spread the word. If you'd like to download our free phone apps, Android and iPhone, you can not only listen to live radio, but on demand for any show you like as well. And there's a whole list of podcasts beyond the shows on the radio available as well. So there's live radio around the clock. There's also on-demand radio from shows like Liberty Roundtable Live. And then there's podcasts that are available on demand. A bunch of podcasts are not even on the radio. Why? Because they're varying lengths and they're hard. Podcasting is a great medium. Don't misunderstand me. But it's very hard to take certain podcasts and put them on the radio because they're just, one day it's an hour long, next day it's, you know, 15 minutes long. And it's very, very difficult for radio. But they are available and it's extra content for those of you who go to the website, lovingliberty.net, and or who download one or the other app, Android and iPhone, free. So not only is there live and on-demand radio with increased podcast content, but you can donate, you can provide feedback, you can follow us on the Twitter feed, all on the app. So check that out, ladies and gentlemen. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's show. As you know, yesterday it was a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And, man, we first had our guest with us, Chris Carlson, co-host on Fridays, by the way. He says, without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we must be engaged in the fight. And we talked about this, several facts, first of all. Fact, the world has reported more COVID-19 deaths in 2021 than we had in 2020. That's according to Johns Hopkins University data and interpreted by the Wall Street Journal. Not only is that true around the world, but it's true in the United States as well. More COVID deaths in 2021 than 2020. Now, the mainstream folks are going to dismiss that and say, well, we didn't have the vaccines for the first part of 2021, and we didn't have the result. Yeah, true, but you supposedly didn't even have the coronavirus at first for the first part of 2020. So there's offsets for both years, but the fact is deaths are increasing, not decreasing. And we're starting to find out more deaths are in the vaccinated communities, big, big time. All right, refugees, for example, are not vaccinated. You want to know why? Because drug makers fear injury and death lawsuits. They say migrants fall outside of legal immunity granted to vaccine manufacturers by countries. So that's why they just let these refugees come in and they're not vaccinated, you see. A tale of two doctors. We drilled down on that big time. On one hand, you got Dr. Robert Malone. On the other hand, you got Dr. Anthony Fauci. Meet Robert Malone, ladies and gentlemen. He's the inventor of the mRNA vaccine technology. He's a well-known, recognized scientist and physician and the original inventor of the mRNA technology. He's basically saying, you know what? They're lying to you. Do not take the mRNA vaccines. Don't give them to your kids. They're lying. They're not honest. And he basically created the Malone Doctrine, a declaration of independence from the decisions of institutions that lack integrity. He's basically saying they're not candid, forthright, honest, transparent. Don't take the vax. It's a big lie. This is the guy that invented the mRNA technology saying that. Well, have you also read the book, The Real Anthony Fauci? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wrote it. It's a, wow, detailed book with a lot of information about who Fauci really is. So on one hand, you got Robert Malone, a great guy, doing his very best. He believes in vaccines. But I say he's a great guy because he's for candid truth. And he's mad because there's a lack of transparency. He says, I'm a scientist. We deal with facts here. Therefore, he's wanting us to really get the facts and not take the vaccines. On the other hand is Dr. Anthony Fauci. What is his role in the history of AIDS? We talked about that fraudulent scenario and his dishonest stance for decades on AIDS. We then talked about Fauci's medical experiments, not only on dogs. You heard about the Beagles story, the dogs where they literally cut out the voice box of dogs so they wouldn't bark while they're getting abused by Fauci and crew or Fauci and team. Well, now medical experiments on orphans as well. Wow, under Fauci's leadership, ladies and gentlemen, we've experienced nothing but difficulty for the last 50 years. During the first year of the COVID, for example, the United States had 4% of the world's population, by the way, suffered 14.5% of the world's deaths. That was 2020. This is 2021, where it's worse now. According to an Ohio State University study, suicide rates among children during the pandemic rose 50% during the Fauci lockdowns. Alcoholism, child abuse, obesity, depression, discouragement, anger, mental illness, depression. I mean, I could go on and on, all happening, right? Drug addictions all up under Fauci's leadership. Pandemic could be solved quickly, says surgeon Ben Carson, if politics were thrown out of the mix. Yeah, Dr. Ben Carson doing a great job. In my opinion, Dr. Carson really hits the nail on the head when he says this. Carson, let's look around the world at things that work. Let's look at the fact that on the western coast of Africa, there's almost no COVID. And you got to ask ourselves, why? Why is that, he says. And then you see it's simply because they take anti-malarials, particularly hydroxychloroquine. He says, let's study that in detail. Let's not just jettison it. Let's see what's going on there. Let's listen to these physician groups, not just single physicians, but physician groups who have incredible success with ivermectin. Let's listen to them. Let's look at the results with monoclonal antibodies. Let's look at all of it, all of these things. Let's put them all in our armamentarium, so that we don't have to wonder, so that we don't have a one-size-fits-all system, so that we can actually heal people. Imagine Carson saying that. What are they going to do? They're going to just attack his character and say he's a clueless doctor, aren't they? Uh-huh. That's how they roll. Anyway, that was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. If you want to check it out, libertyroundtable.com, spread the word. Hour 2, we had our guest on, Mr. Dr. Scott Bradley, doing a great job, recovering nicely, by the way. And we talked about the FDA. The decision from the FDA will broaden access to medication abortion. The federal government permanently lifted the restriction on the abortion pill. It'll allow patients to get abortion pills through the mail. You don't have to go see a physician anymore. I'm not really for the government forcing us to go see physicians, but all I can tell you is to use the United States Post Office to ship death pills, shame on our government. Yeah, but that's exactly what you can expect. That's how they roll, huh? The second we think we're going to have a win for pro-life, they just find another way to double down on murder. Just get your secret. Just get your, what do they call it? Discreet. A little package in the mail and murder your baby at home. See, these people are crazy. We take home school and home church and we're focusing on all the positive aspects of life and they're into home death. It's crazy town, ladies and gentlemen. All right, anyway, we wrapped up the hour with Dr. Scott Bradley talking about these two Southwest Airline executives. CEO Gary Kelly said masks don't even work on planes. American Airlines CEO Doug Parker then agreed, saying that the airlines are the safest places that you can get in an enclosed area. Why? Because they have these incredible filtration systems. They literally recycle the air every 3 minutes. And I happen to agree with them. You take your mask off to eat, and if it cycles the air every 3 minutes, literally, depending on who's eating when, you've got some people without masks literally the whole time. So it's all a big old farce. That's if you even believe in the mask dishonest science in the first place. But there you have it. All right. Sorry, I've gone on long enough. That's a recap of the broadcast that was yesterday. Still available online at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. All right. We got a great guest today, ladies and gentlemen. He was a former police officer. He stood for his beliefs, which you're not allowed to do in America today. Summarily, he was, I don't know what you want to call it, let go, fired, jettisoned, bye-bye to him. He said he'd defend people. No problem. That's what he's supposed to do as a law enforcement officer or a peace officer. But you know what? Then they said, you know, you got to lead this group. He says, I know, but I don't agree with the group. But I want to lead it. I'm willing to do my job to defend these people and protect them. I'm not willing to lead them. Well, that was 7 years ago. What the heck's going on with Eric Moutsos now? We'll dig into it in seconds on the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
For Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. One final note before we get to our guest, though. This is very fascinating. You know, I kind of mentioned yesterday with Dr. Scott Bradley that I believe they're targeting us now with a COCO. I don't know how they're doing it, but I'm just telling you, you can say I'm a conspiracy nut all you want to, but I'm just telling you, for some reason, I got the COVID really bad. I've criticized it. I almost died, but I've been very critical of the protocols and the abuses and the way it's all going down and the dishonesty, and I will continue to, even though I almost died from COVID. But Scott Bradley got so sick, and the protocols that they did to him in the hospital made it way worse. And we're starting to think a few of us are getting targeted, because anytime you stand up and say something that's honorable and truth about COVID, you end up getting really sick, and then they love to put it in the news. So we just told you that Southwest CEO, right, Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly, we told you that he testified in Congress a couple of days ago. And he testified that, you know what, masks on planes don't really do any good. It's bogus. It's faulty science. The airlines have some of the greatest filtration systems on the planet. And anyway, he testified to that. I don't think that the COCO advocates like that very much. And so he tests negative several times before he goes to this event. Well, then all of a sudden when he gets back from the event, now it says that he tested positive for the COVID virus right after the Senate hearing with other airline industry officials. This week, the company confirmed. So there you have it. So you get Gary Kelly, and all of a sudden, this guy's got the COCO now. Don't worry, though. He's going to be alive. He's going to be safe. It's okay, they say. You know, he tested negative several times. But anyway, I find that fascinating. Fascinating because all of a sudden, he's negative, and then boom, got the COCO now. I don't know, man. It just seems very strange indeed to me. All right, sorry about that derail, but I just saw that, and I went, whoa, this is crazy town. All right. Eric Moutsos with us, ladies and gentlemen, a former police officer. Now he's traveling the country talking about God, family, and country. EricMoutsos.com, his website. Eric, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
All right, so you had a big battle with the cops back in the day. You were one of them. They wanted you to lead this motorcycle brigade promoting the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and I don't know what the Q stands for yet, but hey, there you go. Questioning, queer. I don't know, if you say queer, you're a bigot, and so you got to say questioning, don't you? Anyway, but then if you say that, then you say, how dare you question them? So I don't know what gives. But yeah. Anyway, they wanted him to lead the parade, and he said, I'm not leading it. I'll protect everybody. That's what a police officer does, but I will not be their poster child. They didn't like that. You got fired, right?
Yeah, they took my badge for discrimination. That
Did
was
you
7
sue
years
him?
Ago. I didn't. I wrote a book instead, and that was more valuable to my soul. You know, because, and the reason why is because people, once they get into lawsuits with these agencies, it's a 5-6 year battle. And I don't know. I just didn't feel right about it. I know that I could have won. You know, the state auditor audited the police department on the case with religious freedom, and they slapped the police department. But I ended up just getting out, and I resigned. And looking back, it was the greatest thing I've ever done is get out. But it was hell for a while. That's for sure.
Why was it hell? And I think this is important to focus on just a little bit, though. Why was it hell? Why can't they just let you go in peace?
Well, what was hell was getting out of the matrix, right? It was getting kicked out of Babylon, I say, because really that's what's happening. It's the devil is just the cancel culture will end up at the devil himself, right? Because it's going to end up canceling. He's going to cancel every single person until every knee bows to him. And that's what people don't understand in the spiritual war. He's kicking people out of his kingdom for not following his demandments. That's what I say. But what was hell was not realizing. I still have a lot of faith that I need in God. You know, entirely. It's like some days I'm really good, but my faith was in a system. My faith, I was so scared because I couldn't provide for my family. And so that experience allowed me to trust God on a whole nother level, trust myself on a whole nother level.
And that's the reason, Eric, that I focus on this in detail as I do, because I want people to understand that, you know what? Many, many, many people literally, I don't want to say worship the system because they don't intend to, but that's really what happens. They're tied to the system via fear. Fear drives their, dedication, their commitment, their almost worship or whatever.
Yes.
And when that's challenged, then they kind of go, wait a minute, now I'm going to have nothing. Now I'm going to be jobless, lonely, everything's going to go down, everything's going to melt down, it's all going to be on my watch, my poor wife, my children, my whatever, everything depends on me and my dedication, commitment to this system, to the protocols that they mandate, and that's what really keeps people on, and I hate to say this because they're going to call me a racist, but it's the truth, on the reservation, on their agenda train, on the system, whatever term you want to use for this, on the plantation.
It's the devil's kingdom.
Whatever. It's the devil's kingdom.
And
they tie you to this. And the devil runs on fear, not faith. And that's how
that's
they
exactly
keep us
right.
There, right?
People don't understand that Satan is the great, he's the great mimicker. He mimics everything that God does.
And he's so the great fearmonger.
He's created his kingdom. And that's Babylon. And we are all tied in and out of Babylon. And until we realize that we have to put our faith in God, that's why Babylon's going to fall. That's why this entire system is going to go down, because it can't sustain. There's no foundation to it. It's all based on lies. It's all based on building the individual up to, like these politicians, that people that they aren't. I mean, look at these people. Everywhere they go, they me. You need to do this for the greater good, for the greater good, for the greater good. And it's always in the name of love. It's always in the name of the world peace. And it looks so enticing, right? The system looks so enticing to just go along with it. But it's the worst thing that we can do is go along, especially when our conscience is telling us different.
And that's really the key here, ladies and gentlemen. The siren call of Satan's plantation seems so desirable, so
yes.
In, so compelling. You know, just give up your belief system. Just give up your spiritual warnings, because you know what? You don't want to make waves. You don't want to
that's right.
Cause trouble. You just need to keep your head down, Eric, and you know what? Things will get better. They'll move on to the next guy. And that
that's
lie
right.
really is what makes the system continue to work as it does.
I had one of the deputy chiefs over the motorcycle unit. He told me that when you became a cop, you lost your First Amendment right. And I remember just thinking, like, I would rather be dead than not have the ability to speak. And I mean that.
And I want to know from him then, what other rights did you lose, and where's the list?
I don't know, but I was just telling him how it's not right. We were sitting at a car-to-car at one point. Like, he came up to one of my calls, and we were just sitting there talking. And we were talking about politics and how, you know, the city, you know, he was basically talking about the chief, who's very political. And how, yeah, that's just the way it is. We just, you know, we just kind of lost our rights. And I'm just thinking, like, dude, this is the problem, because every industry, people think the same way. Every industry. And how many industries are there? Doctors, police, firemen, nurses. That's just to name a few. So this is how everybody feels. Everybody knows that there's this political, sick, evil. I call it a spell. It's like there's a spell over all of these institutions that if you say something, it's almost like the Lord of the Rings, you know, when the all-searching eye will look at you. It's like if you step out of line, and as soon as you start to look that you have some power, that eyeball's going right on you, and it's coming after you.
Yeah, it's also like the Lord of the Rings combined with the, what do they call that thing, the flies? What's that thing?
I don't know. this is what I do know, is that when you become the light in this dark, dark time, because we live in the darkest time in world history, in my opinion. I mean, since coronavirus, there's almost been 100 million abortions. There's men changing over to women. There's children changing their sex. We are one of the most corrupt. There's sex trafficking. We treat each other horribly. Men's hearts really are failing them. Anyway, I hear the music, but I'm just saying that we have to be the light in this dark time.
Amen to that. We'll talk about it more in seconds with Eric Moutsos, ladies and gentlemen. EricMoutsos.com. Yeah, it's kind of like the Lord of the Rings and the Lord of the Flies all mixed together. It's crazy town. We got to stand for the sacred cause of liberty. Let your light so shine. Eric Moutsos in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A week since they struck and the death toll from the Kentucky tornado is still rising. Governor Andy Beshear says it's now at 77. There is just one person listed as still missing. The governor is saying late last night that Kentucky is going through quite a lot, but it's not defeated or broken. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, of course, represents his home state of Kentucky, and he was there yesterday meeting with local leaders in Bowling Green.
They've got a system down that's absolutely spectacular. Somebody shows up with a chainsaw, with a buddy, pick a site, send them out, and it's been a remarkably well-organized cleanup and recovery effort.
As it continues a troop buildup along its border with Ukraine, Russia is now demanding that Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations be barred from entering NATO. This is USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flies are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
It's been a year of trials of national interest with an update on one of them that's still underway. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There was emotional testimony from former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter as she took the stand in her own defense during her manslaughter trial. She's accused of shooting and killing Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man that she had pulled over for having expired tags. She said her stop went out of control when Wright tried to drive away while her partner was leaning into the car.
I remember yelling, taser, 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 and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Potter said she thought she was reaching for her taser, but grabbed her gun instead.
J.P. Morgan Chase paying the government over $200 million in fines after what was called widespread record-keeping failures. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Moutsos with me. We're talking about the light of Christ. We're talking about the light within you. You got to let your light so shine, ladies and gentlemen. You know when things are wrong. You've got a conscience. And you know what? Most people are putting that conscience, pushing it down, shoving it out of the way because, man, they don't want to rock the boat, baby. But you know what? It's time to rock the boat. It's time to stand with God. It's time to obey your conscience, Eric.
But it's everybody. That's what we don't understand. It's like all the things that we've learned as from youth with the scriptures, we have it all. We have all the history. Well, as much history as God has wanted us to learn, it's almost like now it's our time. Now what are you going to do? It's like, I believe it's like we've been going through all of the practice tests, right? We've been watching it and now it's time. And people don't understand that every single person is going to have to choose. God is going to put us in a place like Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace all the time. I came to divide. The reason why he comes to divide with certain principles is because he wants you to make a choice. And if you
let's be very clear about that division, he doesn't divide. You do with your own agency.
That's right. You're exactly right. And so he wants us to just make a decision. And with those decisions comes character, one way or the other. You're either going to have a good character or a bad character based on what principle you decide to stand on and who you decide to follow. And it's so clear to me. It's like, are we going to choose God or are we going to choose the government? And I'm not saying that you don't, you know, you don't, you still have to follow law, right? There's certain laws, like we don't kill people and we don't steal from people. I'm just saying, who are we going to listen to in the end? Who are we going to get our bread from? Is it going to be God or government?
And that's what you got to kind of really understand, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you really need to understand, okay? You need to decide where you're going to get your bread from. And when he says bread, yeah, we're talking about physical food, where you're going to make your living from. Some call your living the bread bowl. But we're really talking about more than that. Where do you get your stability, your safety, your confidence, your faith, your comfort, your stability? We're talking about all these things, right, Eric?
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he wants. I mean, think about the children of Israel. That's a perfect example. Moses takes them out. They are relying on God. They see these wonders. They see the sea part. They start doing their thing. And then they start murmuring again. And Moses is like, oh my gosh. Like, we just went through all of this. He goes up to Mount Sinai to get the commandments. He comes back. And do you remember what they were doing, Sam?
Worshipping idols?
They were worshipping the wrong God. They were worshipping the golden calf. And do you remember who it was?
Pretty much all that the leaders.
It was Aaron, dude. It was Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron just caved to the pressure.
Exactly. They were worshiping the wrong God. And this was the church leaders at the time. And so we have to understand a few things. And this is a cultural thing, right? We have to understand that our relationship with God is the most important relationship that we can have. And personal revelation. So if you don't believe in God, let me just say the words, your intuition. Let me just say the words conscious. Let me say the words your higher source. Listen to that inside when that little inner, or your Jiminy Cricket. Listen to that little voice, because that little voice, what I believe it is God inside of you, literally the light of Christ. When you listen to that, now we're talking, because everybody has different missions. Everybody has a different set of skills. Everybody has different talents. So when you're listening to that voice inside of you, that light inside is going to grow or shrink depending on your obedience to conscience. And that's why I wrote my book, Dispatched, and it's on my website, ericmoutsos.com, which it's kind of a hard one. It's ericmoutsos.com. You can read my book for free, but my book is titled Dispatched, Conscience or Conformity. And when you listen to your conscience, and I'm not saying that I always listen. In fact, I'm so good at talking about conscience because I'm not listening to it enough.
Well, you along with the rest of us, it takes practice, it takes intention, right?
And so when you follow your conscience, that's what's going to lead us back to God. Not what anyone's going to tell you, not what a government employee is going to tell you, not what a well-intentioned church leader with their opinion on political things is going to tell you. It's your conscience that's going to lead you back to God. And that is the word of God. I mean, if you think about what is the word of God, well, the word of God is him. In the beginning, there was the word, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. So therefore, when you're following your conscience, you're following the word of God. And that iron rod, you want to say, is going to lead you directly back to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's important to understand that your passport to spirituality, or your passport to communication with God, is prayer. That's when you open the door to God communicating back to you. You've got to initiate the communication. God respects your agency, your will, and he will not force himself on you. But if you, in prayer, open the door and invite his communication, the light of Christ will grow within you. Your conscience will become more and more and more clear. If you squash it down and push it away and ignore it and don't obey it, then it gets less in your life. And eventually, you get past feeling and you can't even find it. But if you pray, if you open the door, it will come rushing back. It may take some time. if you're quite far away. But it'll come rushing back, and you'll get the guidance that you need, and it'll be more and more and more clear. Have you watched the documentary Non-Essential, ladies and gentlemen? It's available at Eric Mutzo's website, Non-Essential. And it's really his own personal kind of walk in life as he's jettisoned the world and turned to God Almighty. And then his book he wrote, kind of chronicling his experience, is called Dispatched, Conscience or Conformity. And this is important, the real-life best-selling true story, because it kind of indicates what's going on and what went on for him. And really, I submit to you that everybody ends up with a story like this when they decide to pray and turn to God and obey their conscience. They start to change. They start to repent. They start to gain knowledge. And before you know it, their life changes. And they look back and go, wow, I can't believe the road I was on. And I also can't believe the road I'm on now. You know what? I thought it might be the end of the world. Things might melt. But man, I'm doing fine. In fact, I'm doing better than I was. And that's your real story, isn't it, Eric?
Well, it's Christ's story. And I'm not relating myself to Christ, but when you look at what Christ went through, coming back to the Father, trying to do the Father's will, he listened to his conscience. And when you do that, it's a very lonely path. Like, I remember when I lost my badge, you know, when they took my badge, the deputy chief that was taking my badge literally said, "We disagree with this." And I'm sitting there thinking, then why don't you say something? And I was crying, you know, like tears were literally splashing off my badge as he was taking my gun, as he was taking and then eventually took my badge for discrimination, because I didn't want to participate in a homosexual parade. I said, hey, I'll do security, but I just don't want to be in it. I don't want to look like I'm promoting this because I don't believe it. And my conscience was screaming at me, do not do this. And when he took my badge, but I knew that he agreed with me, that was the moment, that was one of the moments where I'm like, I understood Christ just a little bit more. Because how many people wash their hands saying, hey, this isn't me, this is them, and justified their decision for going along with it, no matter what that is. When you justify yourself, you have to blame somebody, like, oh, that's not me. But that's not how it works. If we want to become the men and women that God wants us to become, we have to take certain stands at all times and all places. And if we did that, then we would see God actually come back into society. So now looking back at that, I realize, wow, like Heavenly Father showed me. He actually showed me the path back to him, and it's a lonely road. At first, it's very lonely until you get through it and you realize, wow. And then you know what, Sam? And then another thing comes, and then another thing, and then another thing. It's almost like every time God has you do something, it's just an admission ticket to the next thing. Which is sometimes even harder.
And the reward comes after your faith, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, when he was telling me that story, I was thinking of hashtag Pontius Pilate, just saying. Eric Mutzos with us, ladies and gentlemen, doing a phenomenal job. He's going to stay with us both hours. First hour, we're going to finish his story. Second hour, we're going to drill into a bunch of news that the networks refuse to use topics. How's that? We're coming back talking about his Utah business revival and his current business today, 7 years later.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right, go on.
Take her hand.
Careful, little arm.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right. Raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear. Okay.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Eric Moutsos riding shotgun on the broadcast today. EricMoutsos.com. You can get his book. You can watch the documentary called Non-Essential. His book called Dispatched, Conscience or Conformity, the real-life best-selling true story, ladies and gentlemen. But I also want to talk about the Utah business revival. Eric, you know, basically worked hard as a police officer. But then as that kind of chapter in his life ended and the Lord showed him new paths to follow, one of them was this business network. And as the Coco started to abuse all of us, this network became prominent and it's growing today, Eric.
During this, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, I was just posting memes like crazy. Because it's my heaven right now. I hope they're not my hell later because I love memes so much. And I was just posting memes, making people laugh on my social media.
Well, a picture's worth a thousand words. The reason for memes, ladies and gentlemen, and you can also use memes to literally deliver poignant truths in a very compelling, funny, you'll remember it way, right?
That's right. And so during those 2 weeks, I was just posting memes like crazy. And I started to get this feeling like we're not going to meme ourselves out of this. And so I just started to like really think about, and I was pondering and praying and what can I do about this? And then one of my friends from the police department called me. He's still up at the Salt Lake City Police Department. Actually I had two of them call, and Salt Lake City had set up a snitch line. Okay, this is the United States of America, okay? Set up a snitch line that if you're not social distancing, so if you see a gathering in your neighborhood, or you can call the police and the police can show up and tell people to get away from each other. They didn't cite anyone for anything because they couldn't, but they were using a level of force just with police presence to tell people to get away from each other. And I was so angry. I was so fired up about it. And I'm actually a pretty calm person, but it upset me so much. Like, this is salt. This is the heart of Utah. And so I called the snitch line. I called the snitch line on myself, and I called for a big rally. I just had this thought, you're going to do a rally. I've never done a rally before in my life. And so I called the snitch line. I said, hey, there's going to be a former police officer that's going to do a big rally. And they said, well, he can't do that. And I said, okay, well, he's coming and it's going to be this next Saturday, so tell the mayor. And so we showed up, several thousand of us, and that's where the Utah revival was born. I had this idea because, you know, this is when they were shutting down non-essential businesses. So I just told everybody to purchase food from local restaurants. I told everybody to bring your families, gather. I didn't know anything about the virus. So I was like, look, social distance, whatever. If you want a social distance, social distance. So I wanted to be safe because I didn't know anything about it other than I knew we had to gather. I knew it. Because when the government tells you that you can't do something, that's when we should do something. I know that sounds weird because people are like, why don't you just comply? That's how you get your liberties stripped. And so anyway, I created this group called the Utah Business Revival. Now it's the Utah Revival. And we had thousands of people joining it. We ended up putting on several revivals. So I would call police chiefs and sheriffs in each city that we would go to. And I'd say, hey, we're taking over this park in protest. Are you going to arrest us? No, we're not. Okay, we're coming. Then I would do a call to action. And our protests were that we were shopping for these businesses. So these businesses would come. They would set up a booth. It was free to everybody, by the way. Everybody could just come for free and set up a booth. And everyone would just shop. And we'd listen to music and try to help these small businesses. And then I had the idea to throw a concert with...
We get to the concert. So when you would shop and you would listen to music and everything else, you would also, though, find out that you're not alone. Because that's one of the big things they did at the early part of this pandemic is they wanted to feel alone. And we're saying, you know what? We're not going to feel alone. There's like-minded Americans. We trust God. We're not going to spiral down into fear. We're going to have faith. We're going to have hope. We're going to realize society matters. Human spirits need one another. You fast and you pray off and meet together
because
you need
that
strength of the fire, right?
I love that you brought that up because the devil divides and God gathers. That's an eternal concept. The devil divides and isolates and God gathers and liberates. And that's why we need each other. That's why God created us as a family unit. And we are supposed to be around each other. And so I could see what was happening spiritually, but I didn't know how to articulate it. I still don't know how to articulate it other than this entire plan has been wicked from the beginning. And we've done everything the exact opposite of what we should do. So literally the game plan, everything that they're saying, we have to be doing the opposite. Because what they're doing is dividing, conquering, isolating to where you feel entirely and utterly alone. And that's where Satan wants you. And so going back, we did tons of these events. We had speakers. We had, there were some Utah elected officials that would come to these events, not many. We were getting shamed in the news that we were killing people. By spreading COVID, even though I'd never heard one case coming from any of our events. You know, you could go to Walmart. You could go to Walmart just fine, but you can't go here. So we set up a concert with Colin Ray up in Kaysville. And Mayor Katie Witt, she agreed to do it. Well, the city council turned on her. And we and the government really came down on us and her trying to stop this concert. But then just a few days later, Lagoon is the largest amusement park in Utah. Lagoon opens up. So Lagoon can open up, and Lagoon was right down the road from Kaysville. So Lagoon can open up and have people come, but we can't have a concert. And then I started to see, so there's a money thing to this, because the county makes a lot of money when certain things are open, right? Small businesses, the government doesn't make tons and tons of money off of small businesses, but they make tons and tons of money off of these big corporations being open. And so the virus is so smart, it can jump over Lagoon and land on a little concert.
Darn right it can.
So
it's just psychotic, ladies and gentlemen. It's crazy
And so then we've moved it to Grantsville, which is Tawilla. And
which
just so
everybody knows, because people
there.
Around the world and people in the United States probably don't know, but you're talking about a big city, Salt Lake City. You're talking about north of that, a place called Lagoon, which is an amusement park, and it's really a big old long metropolis called the Wasatch Front in Utah. Anyway, where he's talking about Grantsville and Tooele and these other places, it's basically out a lot more in the country.
That's right.
Okay, so they moved it out in the country to say, okay, let's social distance even a little more. No,
that's right.
Not good enough, right?
And So then we moved it to Tooele, and they shut us down there. They got a judge. The prosecutors prosecuted us, and they sent us subpoenas to go after us because we wanted to have a concert at an amphitheater, which already had a permit for people. And so I'm in the hearing. I get summoned to this hearing, and we're listening to the judge like saying, if we go forward with this concert, we're going to cause irreparable damage to the people of Utah because of COVID-19. And during the hearing, I get a text message, and they're Tooele County. They're having their own event. They're having their own gathering with a racing event, like some kind of BMX. I don't know if it was BMX or whatever it was, where thousands of people are showing up at the exact same time, but it was on their venue. So they can have an event, but we can't. And we brought that up to the judge, and I don't think the judge knew about it. And so she went on this like hour-long deliberation, and she comes back and she still says we can't do it. So that got canceled. So then down in Iron County, which is, you know, several hours south, southern Utah, there was a man, a patriot, one of the greatest men that I know, named Paul Cousins. He's the Iron County Commissioner. He said, we're going to do the concert here. So I told Colin Ray, because Colin Ray, he has, you know, 15 number one hits in country music. I said, hey, do you want to come back? Because he already came. And this is what the documentary is about, by the way. If you want to get this documentary for free, get out your cell phones and text the keyword Liberty to 888-210-6260. So text the keyword Liberty to 888-210-6260, and then you'll get a link with three of my, you'll get my Telegram channel, you'll get my webpage, and you'll get my my business, my supplement company. And the second one, my link, ericmutsos.com, you'll just click menu, and then you can watch Non-Essential, and it's how we put on the first concert in America since COVID. It was pretty awesome.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The devil divides and God gathers. Darkness or light, this is the battle we're facing.
That's
darkness
right.
Cleaves to darkness, and light cleaves to light. It's an eternal principle, ladies and gentlemen. And the gospel of Jesus Christ continues to gather under God's leadership throughout all eternity. It's a fundamental principle, ladies and gentlemen. Eric's new small business, by the way, relates to herbs and health and healing solutions. If you want to learn more about it, Freedom Blends, freedomblends.com. And it's available now. You can learn about it. I just got some of the essential foods
delivered
to my
fuel.
Door. I just got it. I got the Freedom Fuel.
So the Freedom Fuel is all of your fruit. So the reason why our bodies crave, Sam, is because they're not properly nourished.
Yeah.
And so they're craving sugar and carbs all day. So Freedom Fuel has all of your fruits and veggies, your micronutrients. It's got probiotics. It's got, so it makes it so you don't crave, and because diets don't work. So if you go to, go check out the combo pack at freedomblends.com. And then just read the ingredients, read the testimonials. You got to try it. 100% money back if you don't love it. You can send me an email at freedomblends@gmail.com if you have any questions. And you can also send me an email with any other questions that you might have. But I'm really excited about that product. It's a proprietary blend, but there's one with energy for the morning and one without energy at night, but it's a game changer for sure.
Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, singular, blends with an S, plural. So freedomblends.com.
And my other products, I've got pro-life protein. I've got First Amendment multivitamins for men and women. I've got a Commie cleanse. These things work, by the way, really good.
Oh, yeah, I've got Commie cleanse. You got to just eject all that
sleep,
from your body. There you go.
Sleep off socialism. I've got a natural Jeffern juice testosterone booster. What?
That's fantastic.
It works.
I wish you could just sleep off socialism, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what it takes to jettison socialism. It takes a lot of good sleep so your mind's clear, and then it takes turning to God Almighty if you really want to reject socialism. But there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, freedomblends.com. Eric's with us both hours, by the way. First hour, we wanted to get you familiar with him and what he's working on and what he's doing. Thus, the website, ericmutsos.com or freedomblends.com. Next hour, we're going to drill into a lot of news the networks refuse to use topics, Liberty Roundtable style. But Eric's going to be part of the telling the tale, part of the response, part of the commentary, part of the delivery. We'll bring up several topics, bounce them off Eric, get his take on it. We'll do it all in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.